Using Google Analytics for your blog. If you want to build a business online that's successful, it's important to make sure you know your audience and create a website that's secure and fast. It's also important to make sure that you write articles that are engaging and have a presence on social media. All of this will come after you set up the objectives and goals for your business. This is the most important step for becoming an online success. Setting up goals for your blog. You need to set up goals for your website. These goals may be as simple as engaging your visitors and attracting new readers, or a bigger goal, such as improving your conversion rate. Once you've set up your goals, the next step is to set up a way to track them. This is where Google Analytics comes into play. It will allow you to see the stats about your visitors and to create and measure goals and objectives for your blog. What to measure with Google Analytics? When starting out with Google Analytics for your blog, there are several things you should consider measuring, including readers. This measures the readers that read more pages on your site than average. Engaged visitors. These are the people who stay on your website longer than the average person does. Customers. The people that purchase products from your site. Email subscribers. The visitors that sign up for freebies or for your newsletter. Ad performances. This shows the ads that are performing the best for your site and where the traffic is coming from through the ads. Creating Google Analytics goals. In order to create your goals, you'll first log into your account and then select the site that you want to set goals for. At the top, you'll see a menu that includes Assets, Users, Goals, Profile, Filter, and Settings. You'll click on the Goals tab. Under the Goals tab, you'll be able to add 5 different goals. These can be anything you want them to be, including increasing the number of visitors, improving email signups, increasing ad revenues, or whatever your current goals may be. It's really as simple as that. Once you have your goals set, you'll now be able to view different graphs that will show you where your website is now and how it's improved over time.